peace for Ukraine or you reign now. Russia, just go home.
The European Union boasted a policy of cleansing political corruption, no bribery, no blackmailing, etc., which sounds good if they could do it. So the idea of seizing the land of the Ukrainian people, I name them the Uranian people, and giving it away to the Kremlin is beyond anyone's imagination of logical and reasonable thinking.
NATO Chief of Staff Sten Jensen suggested that Ukraine may gain NATO membership in exchange for giving up some territories to Russia. And this may be part of the end to the war in Ukraine.
The Ukrainian government says it will not agree to any peace deal or even a ceasefire with Moscow if it involves giving up any of its territory. Senior advisor to President Zelensky says making any concessions would backfire because Russia would only escalate attacks in the future.
Russia sells nothing but war. It's only interested in expansion. Today it attacks Ukraine. Tomorrow it could attack any other country on the perimeter. Georgia, Moldova, and so on. There is no other formula but to subdue Russia today through an end to the war on Ukraine's terms.
That means to encourage the Kremlin and Russia to be more aggressive to any other country in the future. To just go destroying all people's houses, stealing their harvests, raping their women and children, and murdering anyone from young to old. To continue doing that, threaten the whole world with nuclear weapons, and win properties, prestige at the end. Bravo, whoever's behind this idea should quit this planet, not just the political arena. Anybody knows if you want to train a dog person to be a good, agreeable dog, gentle dog, then you have to encourage them, give them treats when they behave well, but not when they behave aggressively, because that could be dangerous for their children in the house, for their own safety as well, and for anyone else who goes near that dog. If you want to train a dog person as an aggressive one for fighting, for hurting others, for dog fighting, for example, then you should give them encouragement and treat when they are aggressive. So to be a leader of a great organization like NATO and not even know how to train a dog person, not even know the logic behind all this simple treatment, then, you know, we are beyond being surprised. I don't know what else to say to these world people anymore, to the so-called leaders of nations, of organizations. Oh my God, oh dear God, please save us from all this kind of wolves in sheep's clothing. We are all for peace, but not with these types of people. The type of people, the type of so-called leaders, who are only siding with aggressors, with predators, and not with the innocent victims, including little children and babies who've been bombarded, oh my God, with evil weapons day in, day out, and who are killing their own people by sending them in harm's way of the war. Many hundreds of thousands of young beautiful, able Russians died in this war in Ukraine by their own leader's commandment, by their leader's order, evil, crazy order. And all the leaders are supposed to be protectors of the world. The mighty world leaders are siding with that evil aggressor, the Kremlin, in different ways, passive ways and open ways. Your passive way by not helping to protect them with stronger measures, and your passive way by not saying anything good for Ukrainians and not saying anything stronger in condemnation of the aggressor, the Kremlin. Me, myself, it's beyond words, beyond imagination, these kinds of actions. We are all for peace, but not like that. My God, it is for the Ukrainian people to decide what they want, not for all these big muscles to come in, mess up their lives, continue to side with the aggressor, to oppress these poor innocent people who have done no wrong to the Kremlin. The world has been ignoring, turning the blind eye to the Kremlin aggression everywhere else already. They have been eating up, having a bite of many countries around the world. And this one Ukraine country is the gate, the front gate of Europe.
And when the Ukrainian sky shield is powerful enough, and it will be, Ukraine will ensure real freedom and security for the whole of Europe from Russian terror. The security of our continent begins here with Ukraine's sovereignty and strength.
If they give in now, okay, Europe, watch it. That's all I can say.
I'm quoting again, that means deliberately choosing the defeat of democracy, encouraging a global criminal, preserving the Russian regime, destroying international law, and passing the war on to other generations.
If you continue to support the aggressor like the Kremlin and oppress the weak and meek like Ukraine, then you watch it. And whoever is behind the idea of seizing, robbing the land of Ukraine to offer it freely to the Kremlin should be responsible in the whole history of mankind, and in hell too. They will answer in hell for that. That's all I can say.
I know who it is, but I cannot spell out your name because I can't believe it. As the leader of NATO, you can't be speaking such words, wicked words like that. Not only you don't protect Ukraine, you want to tear their country apart, tear their people apart, and take their property, their nation, to feed the predator Russia. Who are you? Even if I know your name, I'm so disgusted to speak it out. That's why I did not. But everyone in the world knows whom I'm talking about. And by tearing Ukraine and her people apart, not only do you endanger Ukraine, but also you endanger Europe as well as the whole world. And not long ago, you even said to the world that, okay, Ukraine belongs to NATO.
Let me be clear. Ukraine's rightful place is in the Euro-Atlantic family. Ukraine's rightful place is in NATO.
And now, what's wrong with your head? Answer it yourself to the Ukrainians and to the whole world. I don't care what you say. It's probably another nonsense, stupid, violence-supporting idea.
Yeah, I know you guys are powerful. Be offended. Be angry with me. Yeah, sure. I'm only an old little fragile woman. How dare I even say things against you? I mean, most of the world leaders, or the mighty world leaders who are siding together, ganging together against little Ukraine and supporting a big, aggressive Russia. I don't mean Russians. I mean the aggressive leader of Russia, the Kremlin. Not even the army leaders, they didn't want it. It's just a couple of them who pushed them into harm's way, killing them en masse like this, without blinking an eye, without any remorse and sympathetic feeling in their heart. Whoever passively or aggressively, openly supports this kind of murderous, raping, robbing system of the Kremlin is in the same mentality and also the accomplice of this kind of war, unjustified war, evil war. May I pray for your peace. May I pray that God forgives you. May I pray that hellfire spares you. Amen. And I would remind you, if you have forgotten, that you, big countries, leaders of the world, have signed and sealed the deal to lure the Iranian people to give them their nuclear weapons in order to be protected by all of you, including this aggressive Kremlin.
Now, Ukraine at one point of time had the world's third largest nuclear arsenal. And then what happened? America, interestingly, talked Ukraine into disarming. And Kiev decided to sign the NPT, the Treaty of Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. It gave up its nuclear arms, and in return, the United States had pledged to protect Ukraine's sovereignty. The United States was not alone. The United Kingdom had also taken a similar pledge, and ironically enough, so did Russia.
The once coveted nuclear-powered state today stands disarmed, with Russian soldiers breathing down its neck. When Ukraine joined the NPT, world powers committed to protect its sovereignty. The United States, the United Kingdom, and Russia signed the Budapest Memorandum. These nuclear-powered states pledged to protect Ukraine's sovereignty, respect Ukraine's territorial integrity, abstain from economic coercion. They also pledged to not use force against Ukraine or threaten it. It took Russia just 10 years to violate all of these commitments. This conflict shatters the credibility of international treaties. Russia's aggression and the West's response speaks volumes about the failure of security guarantees.
And now, what did the Kremlin do? Huh? Eat up their promise. Go and kill, murder, rape, and molest even children and babies. All that in front of your eyes. And you still support it. Question yourself, what kind of man are you? What kind of thinking you have in your head? What kind of side you chose? Devil or God? Hell or heaven? Heaven people don't do this. So you are siding with hell. And that's where you will go. That's logical. Like attracts like. If you support something, that means your heart is like that. Your mind thinking is like that. So you will be drawn into that kind of mentality, that kind of energy, that kind of place, like hell. Don't think I'm threatening you. You think about it and you know. Just like attracts like. Similar karma attracts similar retribution. Yeah.
Russia, go home.